يفنى الكل ويبقى هو، ليس الباقي إلا هو. الله 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 الله، ما لي رب إلا هو.
سيدنا امیر خسرو علیہ رحمہ، یہ گئے بیعت ہونے خواجہ نظام الدین اولیاء علیہ رحمہ کی بارگاہ.
سبحان اللہ.
سو ہی بیکم مرید خواجہ نظام الدین سیڈ ٹو ہم، یو انڈرسٹینڈ واٹ بیعت از؟ بیکاز وٹ حضرت یو ایکسپلین، بیکاز بیعت مینز دا سیلنگ آف یور ہارٹ، آف دا سیلنگ آف یور باڈی، اینڈ دا سیلنگ آف یور ویلتھ into the hands of the peer. You have no control no longer. I am in charge. Fine. Amir Khusru left. Now he's thinking to himself, I sold my heart to him because I love my Peer Murshid. That I understand. My body is his. He can make me do whatever he wishes. If he wants me to stand outside on the doorstep all day, I'll stand up outside. Why does he want my wealth? He was a poor trader. At that time, Amir Khusru was a poor merchant. And he said, Jaan to de raha hu, maal bhi do. So, sochte, he started to... He came home. Then he went on a business journey. He made a business trip. Now, he made a business trip. He has gone to another city. And a beggar turns up at the door of Khwaja Nizamuddin Auliya. Now he comes in and he has heard stories that nobody's ever turned away from the court of Khwaja Nizamuddin Auliya. So he comes in and he looks around. There's nothing. Not even a chadar for Khwaja Nizamuddin to sit on. Nothing in the house at all. He's thinking, maybe I've come to the wrong address. Peer sahab ke paas khud kuch nahi hai, mujhe kya denge? So he comes in. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, Nizamuddin, yes, this is me. So he's a beggar, he goes, mere paas kuch bhi nahi hai. Aap kuch ata farmaye. Now, Khwaja Nizamuddin, how much? He's quiet. So this beggar gets up and starts to walk away. But he's not, I'm the first person to be turned away from this court empty-handed. And Khwaja Nizamuddin says to him, oh beggar, my, what do they call them, crockers? No crockers. I'm getting they like wooden sandals. Yes. They wear it in
clogs.
Yeah. They wear them in Holland and but they made them out of porcelain as well. So he says, take my sandals, take my slippers. Now them sandals are in a real state. But this beggar thinks better something than nothing.
Yeah.
So he takes them. He takes them and he leaves. Now this, we need to put both these stories side by side. There's two things happening at the same time. Sayyidina Amir Khusro is on his business trip. He's thinking that I've given, what does this mean, you have to give your wealth? And this beggar has come to Khwaja Nizamuddin's court. Keep both of these in your mind. So now Khwaja Amir Khusro, he goes on this business trip. And he can't believe that the things he used to sell for pennies, people are offering him gold. So he says, something weird, but nothing clicks. So he brings home now and he's got 40 carts and 40 camels laden with gold coins.
Subhanallah.
He can't believe. Now he's thinking on the way home, he comes home and he sits on the halfway point where they normally have a rest house for all the traders. They have their camels and they have their horses and they all sit down. Now he's thinking, Subhanallah, I became murid 2 days ago. Look at the barakah and the karam from my Pira Murshid. That now I'm the richest, one of the richest people in Delhi. So he's sitting down and he's doing tabligh. The other merchants are there and he's talking to them. You should read namaz, you should pay zakat, and he's telling them. Now this beggar, coming from the court of Khwaja Nizamuddin, he enters into the same place where he is sitting. And when he enters into that place, Khwaja Amir Khusro is giving a dars, and he stands up all of a sudden and he starts to shake and he starts to scream. And he says, Bu'e Sheikh mi ayat. Bu'e Sheikh mi ayat. Bu'e Sheikh mi ayat. I smell the fragrance of my Pir Murshid.
Subhanallah.
And he's in a trance. Bu'e Sheikh mi ayat. The fragrance of my Pir Murshid. Where does this come from? And he's like a madman. He goes running out in the streets and he's sniffing everywhere. And he comes into contact with this beggar. And he's smelling him. He goes, have you come from the court of my Pir? And he goes, yes. Now this beggar is thinking, what can I say to this? What kind of fear you have? I didn't get anything from there. All I got were these slippers. This is what the beggar is thinking. So the beggar says to Amir Khusro, yeah, I come from the court of your peer. He's being sarcastic. I've come from the great, grand court of your peer. Mm-hmm. And I got these slippers. Says, you got these slippers? You want to sell them? Now the beggar is thinking, what? What are you going to pay me for these slippers? He goes, I'm not joking. He goes, okay, what are you going to offer? He says, take my 40 carts of gold and take my 40 camels laden with gold. Give me these slippers. And the beggar is thinking, you know, I met a real madman today. So he gives him the slippers and he takes all this gold. Now if we stop here one moment, what did the beggar get from the court of Khwaja Nizamuddin? From an external point of view, it looks as though Khwaja Nizamuddin had nothing. But he gave him 40 carts of gold, 40 camels laden with gold.
Subhanallah.
Now what did Amir Khusro get? Zahir thought they got some slippers? Now listen to what happened next. So he picked up the slippers and he kissed the slippers. He put them onto his eyes. And he put them inside his Imam Ashrif. And when he put them inside his Imam Ashrif, now the penny dropped. What are you doing, Khusro? You give your lifetime savings for a pair of slippers. He's thinking. And the penny drops. These aren't Eliol slippers. These are the slippers of your master. Now the penny drops. I gave my heart. I gave my body. Now I gave my wealth. Now my bay'ah is complete.
Subhanallah.
So he's got his peer's slippers on his Imam Ashrif, and he's walking down the street. I am a king today. If you look at the way we look at it, he's lost all his wealth. He's a beggar. But he's walking around the street like a king, like he's wearing a crown. And Khwaja Nizamuddin comes around the corner. Says to him, Khusro, you got those slippers very cheap. You got a bargain. And he takes off his Imam Ashrif and there gives him the khilaf there and then.
Subhanallah.
Now look, what did Amir Khusro get when his bayat was complete? Then he got
Subhanallah.
The qurbat of his peer. Then he got the nisbat of his peer.
Subhanallah.
And he wouldn't leave his peer's side. And when Khwaja Nizamuddin realized that he was going to pass away, he said to Amir Khusro, I want you to go to so and so city. No. Hazrat, I want you to go. So he went. And the Muridin asked, that Hazrat, you always keep him with you, you love him. He goes, I know, if he is here and I die, he won't be able to control himself, he will die. No. Within 2 weeks, Sayyidina Nizamuddin Awliya passed away. He came back after 2 weeks, and he saw within a few days, Amir Khusro also died. Allah. And he was buried now at the feet of Khwaja Nizamuddin
Awliya. Subhanallah.
This is this book.
زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے